This is the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and while Quirinius was governor of Syria, all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the town of Bethlehem, the city of David, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds lying in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is called Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. 'Twas 12 nights before Christmas, and all through our hotel, this pastor couldn't sleep, for kids run and kids yell. This pastor, quite wired, crafts a sermon with care. It's the Christmas Eve sermon, which should heal, not ensnare. The pastor keeps pondering as he types in dim light, what will God's people most need come Christmas Eve night? They are over the pandemic. 2 years is too long. And they watch the news, so they know much is wrong. Some, bless their hearts, have terminal Christmas spirit, playing Christmas music since October. We know you. We hear it. We've some so in touch with their dear inner tot that anticipation and decoration has driven them mad on the spot. Some count down days, eager to see grandchildren and granddogs, while others get zooted on homemade eggnogs. But together with these who are cheery and bright are others here gathered who aren't there, just not quite. There's one who feels guilty as she enters the door. Her money is tighter, yet she longs to give more. One hasn't finished his shopping quite yet. Another feels keenly biting deep-seated regret. There's one in our midst scoping out poinsettia flowers, already claiming which one is hers and which one is ours. One already fears family dramas coming tomorrow, while one with no family can't move past nagging sorrow. Quite a few here are missing loved ones who've died. And despite all their efforts, they're sad, and they've cried. Someone here hopes this sermon goes with a lickety-split. They're only here to please parents, to avoid that guilt trip. With this diverse bunch, what's a pastor to preach? What morsel of grace is a blessing to each? It occurs to this pastor at a quarter till four that you're not here for a sermon, for perhaps you seek more. Perhaps what you seek isn't pep talk or admonition. Perhaps what you seek is an age-old rendition of how God chooses to meet us on a Bethlehem night, how God becomes human right there in plain sight. God chooses to be born. It's a ludicrous thing. Human birth, it is icky, yet now crowns our King. The great holy mystery, who creates the earth, enters creation through natural childbirth. In becoming a babe, God is now one of us. The incarnation, it's mind-boggling, causing sages to cuss. Not only does God enter the whole human race, God opts to do it in a no-account place. Not in a condo over there by the beach, but in some lame feed stall with no space fit for sleep. Yet God goes all out with the birth announcement, sending myriad angels with the holy pronouncement. But then, yet again, God alters the plot. The angels aren't sent to the haves, but to have-nots. These third-shift shepherds watching flocks all these nights are considered bad news, subject to slurs and to slights. Still, it is to these who God chooses to bear you good news. Christ is born tonight and is born just for you. For you, shout the angels, for you and for all. It's not just for big, it's not just for small. Let this good news echo in our worship this eve. Let it cause joy, inspiring each one to believe how God chooses to meet us on this Christmas night, to give to you love, truth, hope, and light. The Christ child is for you. Makes no difference your story. Whoever you are, come share in God's glory. God so loved the world that God joined us here. God is with us in trials. God's love calms our fears. God loves you for always. God loves you forever. Nothing can change that, not now and not ever. Merry Christmas to you, however you are, whether cheerful in here or sobbing out in your car. The Christ child is for you. I've said it again. That's how God loves the world. Merry Christmas. Amen.